Hi, Don. What's on your mind?
Hi, and thank you, Doctor. Yeah, I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's about a year. And there's a couple of medications. One is a reuptake inhibitor, Azelect. And then there's a regular levodopa, just taking dopamine, you know.
Okay.
I wonder in either case, if you're getting, you know, that they both probably cut down on your body's own production of the dopamine, don't they?
Not really. The reuptake inhibitor is making what L-DOPA you got to work longer. It just has to stay out there and do its job for longer. It's like sending the troops over and then not letting them to come home when they thought they were going to come home. They have to stay there and do another term of duty. Well, anyway, the reuptake inhibitor does that to the L-DOPA you got, but it's not going to diminish the secretion so much. The L-DOPA, actually, if you're taking pure L-DOPA, that happens to be bioidentical, sir, and it's identical to one of the things in what's called the catecholamine pathway. I didn't make that up, but that's the synthesis of neurotransmitters from the beginning. Yes, adrenaline-like neurotransmitters, and L-DOPA is an adrenaline-like neurotransmitter. So you're probably not doing a great deal of harm with the first one, and the second one, unlikely you're doing any harm. Now, sometimes they make an artificial version of that stuff called carbidopa, which is not found in nature. And if you were taking that, I'd be a little dubious, and I'd be thinking about talking to the doctor about just plain L-DOPA. But there's many, many other things you can do too, sir, in addition to those, or perhaps over time it would do better for you. Now, there was online, and I haven't looked for it in the last year or two, an old 1990s video. If we can find it, you'd put in the capital letters NADH, and then you'd put in the name Birkmeyer, 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 NADH, Birkmeyer, and Parkinson's, and see if you could find it. It was amazing. Here's a gentleman who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's much more than a year before, he's shuffling down the hall and exhibiting the tremor and all the different things that people who unfortunately have Parkinson's do. And then Dr. Birkmeyer, and this is all done in Austria, Dr. Birkmeyer gave him an injection, an IV of NADH. What is NADH? It's niacinamide combined with adenine, both natural molecules. And it's got a hydrogen group.
Niacinamide plus
what? Adenine. Niacinamide adenine dinucleotide, it's called. But you can, it's always termed NADH, all capital letters online. You can find it under that. And I'll get to that in a moment, too. All right, he gave an injection. And I'm not kidding you, sir. That video, which has been seen by loads and loads of people in the past, I don't know if it's still there, I haven't looked for it. He was walking up and down the hall with no tremor, no shuffling, no nothing, with a single injection of NADH. It was amazing. All right. Now, we can't get injectable NADH in our country. It isn't legal in our free country. Oh, no, the compounding pharmacies can't prescribe it, provide it. Nobody can provide it. But you can get it in the natural food stores, the Thomas Clinic dispensary, and compounding pharmacies in the tablet form. It's not as effective as the IV form, and in one trial, 75% of individuals had less disability when they took the NADH. It's a 5-milligram tablet. It's very unlikely to hurt anybody because our bodies make this stuff. It's part of the what's called electron transport chain in what are called the mitochondria, the energy engines that are inside every cell. So you might look around for that, sir. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt me. It's not going to hurt anybody. And see if it does anything for you. Unfortunately, as I say, we can't get the injectable form in our free country here.
What's the daily dosage for the pill?
It always comes in a 5-milligram. And I believe it's just a sublingual under the tongue, but it might be a swallowable.
Just take one a day, huh?
Yep. And one other thing,
sir. Don't take those medications would hurt either. They're both okay also.
I'd say they're both low enough risk that if they're helping you, I'd keep them up.
Yeah. I subscribe to your newsletter. I can't seem to find it online. Can you tell me real quick how to get to that thing again?
Oh, sure. ANH-USA.org. Now, here's another thing, though, sir, and this is the last one because we got other people waiting here. But an Italian neurologist by the name of Constantini found that high doses of vitamin B1 really help some people with Parkinson's. I'm looking at a case report of his. High-dose thiamine is an initial treatment for Parkinson's, and what was given to shorten this up is a couple of hundred milligrams intramuscularly twice a week. And the therapy led to a considerable improvement in the motor part, ranging from some music somewhere, ranging from 31% to 77% improvement. No kidding. So now for that, you'll need to check with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Thiamine is vitamin B1. We're not going to do any harm with that. And he found that the injection was much more helpful than swallowing it in this case, because Constantini's theory, and it hasn't been totally proven, but it sure has been found to help patients. Constantini's theory is that there is a defect in what's called the thiamine transporter in the brain. Thiamine has to be transported from here to there, and there's a defect in the thiamine transporter, so if he gives a big shot, it just gets in there anyway, transporter or no transporter. So if you can find a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, you might want to consider trying that, as I could take a thiamine shot every day for the rest of my life and it wouldn't hurt anything.
If you're just taking B1, how much would you take of that?
We've had some people try that, sir, and it didn't hurt anything, but it didn't seem to do as well as the in shots did. But if you were to try that, I would be trying at least myself. This is just me. I'd be trying 200 to 500 milligrams, backed up with a B complex.
All right.
But there's a lot of other things that can be done for Parkinson's too. Check in with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Yes, we do have those at Tahoma Clinic. Okay, sir, I hope all that gives you some clues. There's a lot can be done, and good luck.